Dr. Brandon, Susan Marotti, S-U-S-A-N Marotti, M-A-R-O-T-T-I, chart 0672, 12513, chief complaint, here for recheck. I did tell her friend, who is a family doctor, in Wilmington, W-I-L-L-I-N-G, W-I-L-L-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, North Carolina, called, telling us that she was doing alcohol and Ativan, period. She does have aches and pains. She's tired. She can't wait. She did have recommended spina fever once. Once she can have Lyme's, we're going to do a lot of blood work to check out all those things, including the Epstein-Barr virus. It sounds like she might have chronic fatigue / fibromyalgia, period. We had a discussion about her Ativan and the alcohol. Essentially, Ativan is alcohol in the pill form. She had noticed if she takes Ativan, she doesn't drink as much alcohol and vice versa, period. She's been on Celexa. I think it's time to switch. With the aches that she's having, the pains, we're going to try Cymbalta. It's much more energizing, period. She is under stress. Her son's in the mental hospital and has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, period. So today, we're going to hold off on the Ativan. She did state she might go to Wilmington to a rehab center, period. So start Cymbalta, give her a total of 2 months, and like to hear back about 6 to 8 weeks, and she would like for me to send a copy of her labs to her friend who is a family doctor.